All right, Wheeze, here we are. Well, we're actually not here this week. We're not here this week. We're away.
Bit of podcast radio craft.
Yeah, this is a little bit of craft. We've pre-recorded this one. How are you, Chronicle? Are you there?
Yeah, mate. Always here. Yeah, always a pleasure to be with you too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Slow as normal.
We've got a real treat for the listeners today with some of our best bits so far, because I think we're up to about 20 episodes now.
Something like that. Who's counting? Out there is counting.
That's right.
Maybe the printer. Is he counting?
I mean, I can't count, that's quite a bit.
But if you could.
But you can spell, my friend. So yeah. let's jump into some of the best bits of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles over the past 9 months. Is it 9 months?
It'd be nowhere near that long, would it?
Wouldn't it? I don't know.
Yeah. And that's how I was born. The baby.
All right, here we go.
Best bit. Without further ado, the world's number one podcast.
Weasel, you can't say that.
What?
We're not the world's number one podcast.
Without further ado, Australia's number one podcast.
Yeah,
how's that?
We're not Hamish and Andy. We're not Dr. Carl.
You're joking. Without further ado, my mother's number one podcast.
Does your mum even know how to download a podcast?
I don't think she's listened. Remember when you were driving in your car, speed so fast, but like I was drunk. City lights laid out before us, and I felt nice around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged, and I had a feeling that I'd be someone. Oh no, be someone. Oh no. I was in there as an impulse buy. I walked past it. I stopped, turned around, went back. Love at first sight. Paid for it. Went out the back. Firstly, I went and changed car to get a bigger car because I was like, I'll put it in SUV. My number one podcast listener, my mother dear. She has a larger SUV car. I was like, I'll fit in there.
Yep.
Brought it back. Box was far bigger. So I was allowed to take it. They didn't say I couldn't take it.
Right.
But they're like, oh, you can take. So backed the car up, and there's an Islander, a big Islander guy, and he's like, oh, bro, that's not going to fit in there. And I was like, what do you mean? It's like seats down and all that. And he's like, nah, bro, box is bloody huge. You won't get that in. And I was like, well, how am I going to get it home? And he's like, well, bro, you'll have to get it delivered. And that's it's Friday today. Tomorrow's full up. You're going to have to get it Monday or Tuesday. I was like, oh, really? I've just bought it. Spent all this money. I want that thing in my room.
Well, what's this guy's name? He sounds hilarious.
Jeez. Oh, what are we going to call him?
I don't know.
Steve.
Steve.
All right. So Steve's like, well, bro, I've got a pretty good idea. He goes, what you should do, call up a maxi taxi and get them to come, like one of the wheelchair ones, and just slide it in there. If you trust the bloke, if he looks honest, you can just follow him to your place. Or if you don't trust him, jump in. Get him to give you a ride with your TV. I was like, that is genius. Steve came up with a win. So I called the maxi.
Yep.
Maxi's there within about 2 minutes. Yep. Slid it in.
How was the guy? How did he look?
Abdul looked very...
You were very trustworthy. So you got Abdul and Steve.
I slid her in.
Okay.
Yep. Followed him home.
Yeah.
And then Abdul, he was a genuine good bloke. He helped me lift it into the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Stairs? Were there stairs involved?
Lift.
With air conditioning, this is Sophie.
Yeah, hi, Sophie. I was just wondering, I've got a small room that I need to air con. Need some AC.
Yeah.
It sometimes uses a recording studio, so it needs to be quiet. Have you got what air conditioning options are there that I could? I know the room's
so
about.
So you've got your reverse cycle split system.
Yeah.
We do Daikin.
Oh yeah. I am Aiken for a Daikin.
Yeah.
We were recommended by a friend.
Beg your pardon?
We were highly recommended by our friend. I don't know if you've heard of him, The Chronicle. He said to give you guys
a
call.
Got you on the prank line, Sophie. The Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
You were listening to this last night.
Yes, we've got another listener.
We just wanted to give you a call because The Chronicle said you guys do a wonderful job out there in Moree. Aiken for a Dakin.
Aiken, yes.
We would be aching for a day.
Have you been significantly busier since the last episode?
Oh, look actually, at that. No, quite enough this week. It was 45 last week. So,
Quite nice. All right. Well, you have a great day, Sophie, and a good Christmas.
We weren't sure if you'd know who we were or not.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
J-E-S-T-E-A-T.
Did somebody say just eat? Well, hello, Danny Snoopy, and I hope you're keeping well. I hope you got the gravy ready and some chicken wings as well. If you don't, you don't know me to stop. I got a promo code for you to pop. It goes MENULOGSNOOPDOG. That's Snoop Dogg, man, and he's your G. He's gonna hook you up with Danny, he's practically free. Got honey, soy, chicken, barbecue, buffalo. Put him on the table Christmas Day. Even though it might seem a little bit weird on Christmas, but my brother, you don't want to miss this. Hello, Dan, it's Joey. I'm in prison. Don't you fuck my missus. Alright, hooroo.
Chronicles. This is about as high as you can get in the rung of achievement. So, you know, I would expect us to win at least one Logie this year, if not two.
Mm. Yeah, it's given.
Yeah, and considering we're not on TV, that is a hell of an achievement.
I mean, if you're a radio show and you win a Logie, you're doing something wrong, aren't you?
No, right? The Oscars are knocking. They're knocking. What should the punter do out there if they find themselves in a situation where there is a snake inside?
First things first, like it is a serious situation and they are a dangerous animal. Not quite as dangerous as the trouser snake, but but still very dangerous. They're not, I think they're rear fanged. So they're, oh no, they're not, sorry.
Well, yeah.
So much for the professional, but they're not going to do a human any damage. But the best thing to do is just to let the animal out if you can. Without getting involved with it. If you can't, if you have to get involved, then call a wrangler to get it out.
Keeper, you could say it's got 50 fangs, and I wouldn't know, mate. So don't question your knowledge.
I'll be quoting that at work. Green tree snakes have 50 fangs.
50 fangs.
Rear
fanged. They are
Keeper
rear fanged.
Said so.
People, you deadly. Heard it here first on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Remember, you got to start at the bottom. And you are at the bottom.
Well, you can only go up, can't you, mate? You can only go up like a trouser snake.
Exactly.
Yeah, not too bad. I had a bit of a late night last night, though. Couldn't get the little fella to go down. So I haven't had much sleep, so I'm a bit rough this morning.
I was talking to the Chronicle. The trouser snake. The Chronicle's got some methods to make the little fella go down if you need to. Is that what we're talking about?
Well,
did
yeah,
you beat him up?
Probably pretty much. Yeah. Nah, the little, I've got two little fellas. One's human, the other one's snake.
In the appendage.
The keeper.
Is it rear fanged?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, I hope the little fella lets you rest. Okay. And,
might have to go knock him out and then see how that goes.
All right, very good.
Headed here first.
All right, have fun with those fair dinkum facts, Keeper. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas, and as I always say for the first time this time, but it's going to happen many more, get rear fanged.
Chronicle, that sounds like Pud when we used to play fourth grade cricket.
Oh, yeah, jeez, he could carry a few cans.
Did he have a penis the size of a bus too? Because that's what blue whales are.
Oh, that's good.
What do you do if you see a croc in the wild, mate? What's the best?
Fucking run, mate.
Get some duct tape.
What the fuck are you doing near a crop?
Get some duct tape, tape her up, you're all good. Bloody toothless bloody critter, can't do nothing.
They can pull and push objects well over 1,000 times their own body weight.
Can they lift them though?
Pull and push.
Yeah, well, that's when they push the shit up the hills with their little back legs.
Can they lift it up though?
Shit's heavy.
Full credit to them.
Yeah, full credit to the Chronicle too. He's alive this week.
he's still kicking.
He's had plenty of practice of pulling and pushing.
Oh, man, he busted the chain troll. There's hostility here. Firm.
Just
fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum fact.
Oh,
I am still fucked up.
This time my fault can't be my fault. You speak to me the way you do. I'm split in two, half me, half you, but I hate us both. Of course you don't, of course you don't. You say life is PG without me. Of course you don't, of course you don't. You say life is PG without me.
Who's this again?
This is the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Oh, right. No worries. Never heard of you guys. But, yeah, what can I do for you all?
Well, we want to know if there's any great coupons out there at the moment. We want the listeners to know if there's a good way to save a cent going at the moment.
Oh, guys, g'day, guys. Just give me 1 second. I'm just on the other line. I've just got to hang up for a minute, okay? Just give me a second. All right, okay. Just give me a second.
All right, copy that, Penny.
Scott, are you still there?
Yeah, mate. I'm still here.
All right, no, I've just got to go.
You're not still wasting your time, are you? Not giving all your ideas away, those two guys, are you?
Oh, no, a little bit. I see you, mate. Yeah, see. You guys didn't hear that, did you?
No,
that's good. No, yeah, that's right. It's just Scott Morrison, good friend of mine.
Scott Morrison.
Yeah, Scott Morrison. Yeah, Scott Morrison, the D-grade wicketkeeper for the Dubbo Donkeys. I'll buy some meal vouchers for you. Yeah, I looked at the restaurant. I think it was Garthlands. I think it was, yeah, Garthlands. So it was a little restaurant just starting up. But the problem was it was very close to the tram line.
Right. Isn't that a good thing?
Or
is the tram too expensive?
It was actually just being built.
Right.
I think one of the tram stops was in the kitchen. Right. So that was
convenient for the chefs.
Yeah, very, very, yeah. But the big thing was, because it was a bit of a rookie mistake, they didn't make a limit to how many vouchers you could purchase.
Right.
Well, I feel like there probably was a limit.
Yeah, not quite sure there. But certainly I would just put a lot of money down. Bought as many coupons as I possibly bloody could. Because, you know, we need to support local businesses, small businesses. That's really important. But the strict instructions were, Jim, you, your team, your wife, everyone goes to these restaurants. You want to save your money, get the deal, but don't buy any drinks.
All right, Penny Buster, are you there?
Yeah, yep. Who's this, sorry?
This is the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We told you we'd give you a call back.
The SpongeBob's. Yeah. Okay. Troll, give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'm just on another call. Just give me like 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
So you need to be pre-organized though. You need to be pre-organized. So maybe get a pen and paper here for you locals. You need to get an Esky.
Chronicle. Take notes.
Ice. You need Esky ice. Fruitalexia. I know there's been mentioned on the show before. Fruitalexia and Fanta. Fanta is a no-no for me. Big no-no.
The cheaper brands.
Oh, absolutely. Fantasy, way above the budget there. I think, Fantasy's like $2.60 for a 2 litre compared to the orange soft drink is maybe $1.10, $1.20 per 2 litre. That's a massive saving.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd go to a party and they'd pull out the soft drink and it would just say orange?
You're like,
No expense spared. Hello, is the Penny Buster there?
Yes, it is. What a great day. Who is this? yeah, and this fetish Michaels is he's all over me like a wet rag.
We might have to prank him.
Yes, hello there. I am just after Penny Buster. My name is Piers Michaels, and I am the parking inspector, actually head of parking inspector for the council.
Whatever.
Can you please ask your employees or your children to stop standing in the free parking spaces? This is council property.
Yeah, I can't let you listen to the rest of it.
Sounds like a whinger.
I'll double their salary next year.
Generosity.
There is one condition. The fine print does say, then divide by three. Get them to sign it, and then have a great Christmas break.
Was that the door weasel?
I think that was.
Well, I think. He's walking through. Here he is.
Penny Buster here. How are you guys? Forgot your names. What's your names again?
The show troll. I'm out, actually.
He's out. Let's get you.
You guys got the cheap stuff as well.
Here we go. Let's.
You got the cheap stuff.
$12 for 4 liters. I thought it was a great deal.
Okay, if you buy three of them, you get 3 for $20. So.
Been bust when stuck. Been culling out weeds and spraying the crops. Been droving the cattle up an old stock room. Now it's Saturday. Pulls from the bush and we're back in town. And Dawes in the back and the foot goes down. Well, I've been members of the Outback Club. The boys from the bush and we're in from the scrub. Been out in the heat. We've been loading trucks. We've been fixing fences and choking. First the rain and drought, now it's Saturday, we're in a shout, and it's perfect, we deserve it tonight.
Obviously, being a raging alcoholic, I'm quite open to anything, but I am going to I'm going to do a poem a week, and it's going to be about a certain topic, and it might be controversial, and it'll definitely be with the times.
Have you you've managed to dodge the COVID bullet in that time?
Oh, look, I've dodged the COVID bullet, but geez, I've made some bad decisions in the meantime, to be honest. I mean, the best thing about funerals are obviously the sandwiches. They're always cut into the perfect triangles, which is,
they are delicious.
You know, you live for the funeral sandwiches, ham and cheese, pickles, egg and lettuce. It's always the case. But you could spark that up by having a really good eulogy that's actually a poem, and people go, holy shit, that's one of the best funerals I've been to.
We missed out on getting you into the funeral for a poem. For the sandwiches.
The sandwiches. Tell you what, I would have been there in a heartbeat. Yeah, ham and cheese, pickles. I would have been there.
List them again.
Oh, man.
And obviously, I would have done the eulogy as well.
Oh, of course. But, of course.
I mean, I'm booked out. I'm booked out, boys.
Is that the new job?
Yeah. Well, you are Henry Lawson's stepfather.
And actually, I have been told I'm also Banjo Patterson's illegitimate son.
If you're in Moree, is the Bottle-O not the only place that you're travelling to as well?
Maybe the servo.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if I was back in Moree, you know, we'd be having a dart and maybe, you know, just a fruity elixir out the front of the servo right now. It'd be, be picturesque, looking over the park. So basically, the last beer is horrendous for most involved. Unless you're single like the Chronicle, then all your problems are solved. See, I could shit the bed and drink everything on the shelf, and the only one that's harmed is, well, the bed and myself. 2019 rolls around.
And to be honest, I was as chirpy as Dave Warner. And I've never had a bigger erection than watching Tedesco score in the corner. So he goes out and he makes his money the best way he knows how. Another body laying cold in the gutter. So don't go chase the waterfalls. You stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Yeah, I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. The chemist ain't here to salt you. So when I first
met Father John Sweaty, I would have been maybe six, seven years ago. And he said, oh, come down and watch me play live music. And I went, oh, yeah, righto. Didn't think it'd be that good. And I sort of sat there and he started playing and went, oh, shit, you're like you're the Gandhi of music. This is bloody unbelievable. Father John Sweaty, the name. Music, his art. Loves a beer, loves a dart. A lyrical genius from one song to the next. Smooth as chocolate, pure sex. With talent to burn and bitches galore, you'll hear one song and be begging for more. A song every week, like a brand new single. He's here to party and he's ready to mingle. With a mix of rap and that beautiful vocal, strap yourself in for the podcast newest local.
Yeah, g'day boys out there. How you going? Yeah.
Oh, Father John.
Sounds dusty.
He does sound dusty. What is Sunday morning? How's it treating you? How was Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was bloody good, boys. Bit of a lunch with the family, and then obviously Boxing Day is for the boys to get on the Osama Tin Lardens, and you've caught me at a very precarious time in my life in the following morning. So got a few heart palpitations, and things are looking a bit dicey.
2% gravy.
My boy.
Hopefully dying. Yeah.
That's right. Hopefully dying. Hey, hey, Father John, where are you from?
I'm from Inverell, mate, straight off the Great Banks of the McIntyre.
Right, okay. Is Inverell near Moree?
Oh, mate, it's not far enough away from Moree.
Okay.
You put it that way. But yeah.
How many times has the Chronicle said to you, well, not said to you, but yelled at you, play K-San?
Oh, look, mate, how many times has the Pope touched a kid, you know? The kid just can't put a number on that kind of thing.
time out.
I'm still rock hard from last week about Tracy Chapman versus, you know, two-pack changes.
Right, okay. All right, we're going to jump into it.
On that note.
On that note of the hardness, we're going to jump into the song.
Wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you've opened the door. Now I know that the heart does go on and on.
Bowl was out front, had cigarette butts in it. It was on the nature strip, and it had some other liquid.
Couple of bubbers.
Yeah, it had some horrible bloody liquid in there. I don't know what was actually in there. So the dog balls weren't even there, but we went around the back end. There's poor little dogs. This like basically had no energy at all, and they were sitting right next to a can of dog food and a can opener. So the Chronicle's just like,
see, I tried to open that for myself because I was starving.
Well, you must have been too pissed to open it. But obviously dogs don't have fine motor skills like a human. Weren't able to use a can opener.
Dogs didn't have a lighter either, so sort them out. I remember walking into the yard the first time and, gee, these dogs look slow. The Chronicle only likes greyhounds that are about to jump adapter. See, the yard was a fucking mess just quietly. It wasn't a pleasant sight. These dogs look rather cagey and wouldn't last in a Moree dog fight. See,
I fed the bastards anyway, and then went to the pub with some mates, and I embarked on another bender. Oh, fuck, I should have shut the gates. See, I was having the time of my life, and then realised, shit, I probably can't drive. I'm supposed to feed these dogs, but, jeez, I'm sure they'll manage to survive. So I rang a few of the Penny Buster's colleagues and asked could they do a favour. The word got back to the Buster, and choice words, he didn't savour. I gave you one fucking job. You can't be fucking trusted. I'm surprised he forked out for the text as a few pennies would have been busted. They end up getting fed about 2 days down the track, but they were the Penny Buster's dogs after all. So, good food they did lack. One of the blokes told the Penny Buster, gee, they look malnourished. So I told the Penny Buster that since he's gone, they've flourished. See, the dogs were having a great time, and pretty sure if they had their say, they'd say, fuck the Penny Buster because he counts how many biscuits he puts in my tray. But the feud got me thinking about the tightness of the man. And when Weasel had his restaurant, the Penny Buster had a plan. See, Weas was offering out food vouchers to get people through the door. And even though he wouldn't be drinking, the Penny Buster bought them all. So it was a classic Penny Buster move, one that brought Weas no reprieve, as he would drink on his water and pocket napkins up his sleeve. So don't get me started on the pub when it comes to this man's shout. He'll always go last, and then suddenly he'll pop out. So never trust him in a round, especially after dark. The only reason he probably came, because he got a free park. So the Chronicle reignites the fuse because he's an animal on the grog. Fuck the Penny Buster and fuck his two dogs.
Yes.
Well, hello, you two. It's Tony here from FFE. Penny Buster told me to give you a buzz and tell a story about the Cron, which I shall do with pleasure.
It sounds a
you
lot
see,
like the Buster.
The Cron is a wanker of a man. And I've decided to give you an experience that we had with FFE. Here is a poem for your mate the Cron, who portrayed his image around FFE as the Great Don, grimly holding on to his bottle of Jack from Tennessee. We watched him stumble up the stairs, which I must say looked like no guarantee. But look out, the Cron prematurely stopped. He noticed a pot plant where he began to flop his little dwarf Frankfurt and began to wee. The completion of this story will come another time. Quite possibly, I will do a pantomime.
He's not happy about the dogs, but I couldn't give a fuck. If I was sober enough to drive, I'd run him over with a truck. So live like the Chronicle and play each week as it comes. Spend everything you got on durries and rums. Because if you listen to the Buster, then you'll have a boring life. The Chronicle will never save a cent, but will happily root the Buster's wife. Chronicle 2020.
All I know is I've just come in the last 30 seconds. I've heard an absolute piece of shit from the Cron, who calls himself the Don.
But has a very small wand.
The little Frankfurt.
Yes. Frankfurt. Yeah, something like that.
Well,
look, I've got a minute. What do you guys want?
Okay. Hey,
well, I want to know if that's my kid or your kid in the background.
Who knows, John? Who knows, John? So you guys, it's festive season at the moment. You've been catching up with friends?
Yeah.
Do you have friends?
No. I'm not over
here. Oh, yeah, the Cron, he's been catching up with himself. Yeah.
Been ripping the ears up.
Right arm's getting a bit sore.
Yeah.
But there's nothing more overrated than this Penny Buster bloke. His tips are overrated. His company, far from rejoice. His attitude, fucking terrible. It pains me to hear his voice. FFA, maybe most overrated of all,
It's an office built on lies in a Beenleigh mall. If you listen to him, then you're a terrible bloke, an amateur in finances. He doesn't even smoke. An absolute wanker with no idea. He's got as much sense as a light beer. The podcast is better off without him. Get back to the mall. Wheeze and Sponge, do yourself a favour and don't give him a call. So, fuck your dogs, Penny Buster. Fuck your business. I'd just sell her because there is nothing overrated about this Chronicle fella. Chronicle of
2025. Oh, yes.
Johnny spends 3 hours a night studying the financial report. The effects. So this is where the Cron pipes in. His answer. Johnny is a nerd. Let's face it. He will get no action living a life like this. Like, honestly, what a ridiculous answer. Absolutely ridiculous answer. I've got another one here. This is basic maths. How do you change centimetres to metres? The Cron's answer. You take out the centi, exclamation mark. Oh, my God, seriously. Absolute loser. This one here. That's Frank used the comparison rate of 2.6%, not the FFE rate of 2.8%. Why was Penny Buster so upset? Don't know. Maybe because I slept with their wives. Like, honestly. Dickhead. Absolute dickhead. Richard has 38 Mars bars. He eats 35 Mars bars. What does he have now? The Cron's answer, diabetes. Oh, my gosh.
He's not wrong.
This one, cause. So I've got another cause. This is ridiculous. This is question number 12. Another cause and effect here. Work hard, study hard. That's the cause. Effect. And you become a wanker like the Penny Buster. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Where was the 2005 financial review declaration? Because he started working in 2006, whatever it was. So where was the 2005 financial review declaration? The Cron's answer. At the bottom of the page. Oh, my God, seriously. It was in Canberra, you idiots.
So how did he get in? What happened here?
Oh, look, I'd give him a job. Sorry, one more. Look at this. Okay, so we have 72 employees. I'm the big wig at FFE, but I've employed 72 employees, right? Majority ladies, but anyway, they do a great job. The number 72 is significant because we have 72 employees. Look at this. Question. What's relevant to 72? Everyone else in the test put down 72 employees at FFE. His answer, having a 69 but having three people watching. Like, honestly. these are just some of the answers he's put down. He hasn't taken the test seriously. He's failed the test, but his last – so at the last page there's three lines. It says personal slogan. Okay, your personal slogan. So your personal reflection as what you would bring to FFE. What would you bring to FFE, okay? Okay, so this is he thought this was a message to whoever was marking it, which was Margaret. He goes, I may not go down in history, Margaret, but I sure will go down in you. Now, I'm not quite sure exactly what that means.
The Young Chronicle.
I don't know whether that's to go down the road. Hang on. Margaret is winking at me as she heard me read that. I don't know why she's winking at me. But
I know exactly why. Everything that I see, I want your heart, love, and emotion. Endlessly, I've got me over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion. Endlessly, cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Although the Chronicle is still undefeated, he's actually none from none. But when you're as deadly as the Chronicle, then you've already won. Oh, and now that I'm a world-class poet, and then that 100 still brings me fame, when the Chronicle arrives back in Moree, they'll all be screaming his name. Chronicle 2020. Oh, no. I better get this checked out. So, I mean, I'm booked in to see the doctor next week. And tell you what, once I get some tests done, she'll be in for a rude surprise.
Do me a favor, get a blood test and just they can see how your liver's going. Make sure you get a blood test and get them to give you a status update on that.
It's working at 100%.
All right, mate. So, listen, last week we promised that we'd send home a health update. You said you were going to the doctor. What's the outcome been? Are you okay?
Well, you know, it was quite a journey. I've been to the doctor in, you know, 5 years. And I I walked in and she looked at me.
Start.
And she looked at me. I thought, and she goes, oh. She goes, Chronicle, like, you're in the wrong spot. The mall's down the road.
And I was, sandwiches.
She goes, while you're here, I may as well get, you know, a blood and urine test. And I just went, oh, yeah, right. So, it was like Wolverine trying to find a vein. Like, you know, obviously being... it was, being from Moree, you'd think it'd be quite easy to find one. But, she took the blood test and she goes, Chronicle, you're like 98% nicotine and ethanol and 2% gravy.
Delicious. What a mix.
Yeah. I said, Doc, most important question here is, what kind of gravy are we talking about? Is it peppercorn or Diane? She's like, Chronicle, we should be talking about that 98% nicotine and ethanol. I said, don't worry about that. I hope it's Diane. So many people here were complaining, when's this lockdown going to end? The Chronicle just found his groove and boy, did he go on the bend. The Chronicle's Friday nights were an absolute gem. As the Flemington races would kick off at about 1 a.m., espresso martinis, rum and cokes, just going through the paces. The Chronicle would always throw the suit on to watch the bloody races. It's quite clear that being fourth grader is an emotional roller coaster. You aspire for it at a young age, staring at your Shane Warne smoking a durry poster. It's where dreams are made and, you know, your career is set in stone. As Richie used to say, the cream, the off-white, the beige, and the cone. So it's an honour to have played the grade, keeping the cricket dream alive, because as a fourth grade cricketer, you'll be dead by 35, 2020. I'll have the best Christmas ever. No lunch, just grog. No bloody questions. We're having to feed the penny busters shit dogs. The bender will be all time. He'll put on a show. The Chronicle will have a better Christmas than any bastard I know. Chronicle 2020.
Oh, long live the Chronicle. Well, that's not something that you've done yet, Chronicle, is it?
No, I'm still waiting for the pubs to open up. I mean, I'm still yelling out the window, KCN, and got the bar running here, but it's, geez, I'm, you know, punch my own grandmother for a pint. Yeah. Now, this feud stems back to around 2009. It was a famous era for the Chronicle, UDLs and cheap wine. And one day the tight bastard said he was going away for a week or two and could I feed his bloody dogs because, you know, they'll be looking for a chew. I accepted the offer and he gave me the keys. A student at the time, this task should be done with ease. See, the old buster was a top dog at work and, you know, he said he'd throw in a good word. But now I look back, it's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard. So the moral of the story is don't eat healthy because God's not a fan. You can drink, fight and fuck. But if you need an apple, you get a lifetime ban.
It's 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of VB. Sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a diary and a schooner. Wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning, and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say. And you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay and steal your mate's meat tray.
lose all your money. There's no worries, nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear, as long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover, back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before, beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday, I don't wanna see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes, just give me some more smokes. I just wanna hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries, nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Siggy butts on the floor, an empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a bite cause I got no fear, as long as I got my durry and a beer. Beers and durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now. So you're not going to do another take and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge too, Chronicle.
Might wrap it up there. Over this time of year, no podcasts get released, so no one's got anything else to listen to apart from us.
And the good news is not many people listen to us anyway.
The show troll, he's trolling us again.
Pennybuster, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here and my time started. I'll give you 2 minutes, that's it.
The troll.
I hear you want some advice this week, is that right?
Yeah, can you give us a tip?
A tip?
Yeah,
I can give you a tip. Yeah, close the podcast.
Being trolled.
See, he obviously had no idea how to read a clock, but when he was at work, all he would do is try and impress the ladies by constantly readjusting his extra large cricket box. I've had some really good Facebook feedback this year, so if you want, I can give you a couple of really good ones.
Okay, give us your best couple.
Oh, Penny Buster. Penny Buster, you're the best ever. That's by Christopher, who's 6 years old.
And Penny Buster, are you on the line now?
Unfortunately, I'm on the line. Still checking with this podcast. I can't believe it's still going, guys. Still can't believe it's going. I've had a look at your listener numbers, and then this listener number's been absolutely terrible. I had nothing planned, to be honest with you, because I don't want to do this podcast.
Right.
No worries. All right. Thanks, guys. Forgot any names. Whatever. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
All right.
How about your last weekend?
Yeah. You're cutting out, mate. Sorry, mate. Cutting out.
All right. Thanks, Penny Buster. We'll chat to you again soon. Oh, he's actually gone.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. So I'm gonna give him a call now. So just 1 second. All right, it's
do
ringing.
We have to? Or?
It's yeah, hang on, it's ringing. Hello, Penny Buster.
Believe it or not, pennybusters.com. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out. Pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, pennybusters.com. Piss off, Chronicle.
Okay. What was that? His message back.
That must have been his message back. I'm just going to lay it out here.
I didn't know the Penny Buster was Asian.
I got a text message from Penny Buster during the week. And as I said, hey, listen, we're going to do the podcast. Do you mind jumping on for a segment? And I got this text. It said, dear podcast people, I have had enough of doing the podcast. You have no listeners.
The troll.
He's not far off the mark. You have no listeners, nor do you have any talent. Please stop calling me. So let's hang on. Let's try to call him again. Let's give him another dingle. All right, here we go. So let me just. All right, okay. It's ringing.
We should have left an abusive voicemail.
Oh, we should have. Penny Buster. Pennybuster, you there?
Pinky's Porno Palace. What's your pleasure?
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
Pinky's Porno Palace. What's your pleasure? Who do you want? Who are you after?
The Penny Buster.
I guess okay, yeah. I'll just go get him for you now. Wait. Okay.
The Chronicle. How can I help you? Hello, it's the Chronicle. How can I help you?
Hang on, Chronicle, is that you?
Hello, it's the Chronicle.
Chronicles at the Hello, old pinky.
It's the Chronicle. How can I help you?
All right, let's hang on. Let's hang up there. Chronicle.
What are you doing at the Pinky Pleasure Palace? Yeah,
was that you or no?
It sounds like it's one of my favourite local rub and tug horns.
They must be struggling with you in lockdown.
Righto. So,
yeah, they would be.
Look, Penny Bus has got one last number. I've got one last number here on the list. Let's see if he picks this one up. He's like a drug dealer. He's got about 7 fines. But let's see what happens here. All right. Ringing.
G'day, Pig Feed Emporium. This is Chronicle. Who are you after?
Hello, is that the Penny Buster?
No, I can't get him for you. Just wait there.
Oh, no. He's the hard man to get.
Oh, he's
How can I help you? It sounds like he's trying to take down the Chronicle.
This is the Chronicle. How can I help you?
Ruin his reputation.
Oh, jeez. Chronicle, you could have come up with a poem.
Chronicle, how can I help you?
Okay, clearly we're being trolled here. So
the show troll.
All right, one last number. This is it. I think this is Margaret gave me this number. The PA to the PA. Well, what was Margaret like, Chronicle?
Demanding, but fair.
Fairly demanding.
You could say that.
All right, last number. Fair. Here we go. This is the last roll of the dice. Okay, it's ringing.
Oh, come on, guys. Seriously.
Oh, hey, the Penny Buster.
It's ready. Come on. Get out of here.
The Penny Buster.
I'm not speaking to you. Oh. No, don't you dare put this on podcast. I don't want to speak to you guys.
Oh,
we won't.
Penny, have you not noticed how much your subscriptions for FFE have gone up since we've been talking?
Through the roof.
Well, they would have gone up even more if you actually guys joined up.
Yeah.
You decided not to, tight asses.
Yeah. Well, that's the Chronicle's doing. Sorry?
Yeah. Don't ever mention his name. Okay. Don't ever mention his name.
He's on the line.
Our whole office, yeah. our whole entire office has gone into hibernation when we heard he is still alive.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Sorry about that. Hey, Penny Buster, we've just got a couple of questions for you because we want to just get some financial advice, and rather than you giving us free advice, we thought we could ask you a question and, perhaps you could steer us in the direction of saving a cent. Is that okay?
Mm. Yeah, I'll give you one. Over here. What has he got?
All right, Wiz, what was the question you wanted to ask? If someone's looking to save a cent?
Hypothetical. Would you rather eat out of a bin or drink out of a puddle?
Definitely close the podcast. Is that one of the, was that an option? One more.
Okay. Would you rather eat off a plate of someone who's left a restaurant? Or
done that.
Or would you rather steal food from a shop?
Good choices. Good choices. Good options. Let me think about that. Let's go with let's close the podcast. Yeah. Oh, guys, I've got things to do.
Okay. All right.
Well, being trolled
Penny Buster, FFE out.
Okay. Lovely to talk to you, Penny. So, guys, one of the things that we talked about in the last week's episode was the fact that Father John Sweaty was away and I was supposed to fill in as the musician for the week. I wasn't looking forward to that task, but I did record a song. Yeah. Mm. So Chronicle, you know, you used to come out to the pub where I used to play and you were a little bit like you are with Father John Sweaty. You'd say, play K-San all the time.
Yeah, mate. I was a bit of a sponge groupie. Like every time he used to go play, I was like, "This is going to be the best thing ever." Like he's got, you know, he gets a crowd, gets the crowd going. It's like it's such a good time. And then obviously once I left the Gold Coast, I met Father John. Holy shit, look, this guy so much better than Spain.
That is true.
Yeah. Different levels. We've talked about the different levels.
Levels to this game.
Yeah. It's like having a guy who plays decent tennis on a Thursday night at your local tennis club and then having
Ash Barty.
Yeah. Ash
Barty. Fuck, she's good.
Because we know Chronicle loves her.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated. You're right.
hey, Chronicle, but you always used to request Babylon. So that's the song that I've got here for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to next week when we've got the full crew back on deck. Touch wood, and we will be coming to you from the world's hottest studio and from Scotland and Inverell and anywhere else
in between.
The team. Yeah, in between. That's beautiful. Beautiful voice.
Live, love, love.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we say, Chronicle? Say it again.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh, very good. All right, here it is. Babylon by The Sponge. It's shit. Turn off now.
Let's do it.
All right, Chronicle, this one's for you, my friend. Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing from green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind. Yeah, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday, I'm running wild and all the lights are changing from red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing, chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. I only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel and admit to some of those bad mistakes that I've made. And well, and if you want it, oh come and get it, for crying out loud. 'Cause love that I want, a given you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Oh Babylon, oh Babylon. Sunday, all the lights of London, shining sky is fading from red to blue. I'm kicking through the autumn leaves and wondering where it is you might be going to. Turning back for home, you know I'm feeling so alone that I can't believe. But climbing on the stair, I turn around to see you smiling there in front of me. And well, and if you want it, oh come and get it, for crying out loud. 'Cause the love that I was a given you was, it was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now.
Babylon. Oh, Babylon. Oh, Babylon. Yeah, Babylon. No. Oh, Babylon.